This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a special guest in studio with us today, Brent Matters. He is a rock star in the dominoes world. He has built up, started as a driver, he'll tell you his story, and worked all the way up to be one of the most successful business people that I know. He's got 29 stores, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
29 stores, started as a driver, as I mentioned, and has won top awards as one of the top franchisee owners in the nation, possibly in the world too. I believe you've got awards year over year over year. So, Brent, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me about Domino's? Is an exciting brand. You mentioned technology. So with the last few minutes, I'd love to hear what's exciting for you about Domino's, why it's a great place to work, and just for you specifically, because you're doing things at a really high level. You've been with Domino's so long, you've come into markets and revived them as part of, I've seen it. So just give me, kind of paint the picture of Domino's today and the growth that you've seen.
Well, we're the number one pizza brand in the world, and we took that honor about 2 years ago from the previous number one. And our goal is not to be number one. Our goal is to be a dominant number one. And dominant means a lot more than just being ahead of your competition. It means having a certain percentage of the market share and a number of other metrics that are very, very important that historically have always led to a huge separation between the brand that's able to achieve that and everybody else. Because once you pass that line of demarcation, there really is no going back unless you take yourself back.
Wow. You mentioned data. I've seen you as a big fan of data. Tell me how important it is for you in evaluation.
Well, again, you know, intuition is important, and I trust my intuition a lot. However, data is more important, and I make sure that we get everything possible when it comes to the data. I want to know every number I can. I review them every day, sometimes constantly throughout the day. Sometimes at dinner, and my wife has to correct me, and so on. But I remember going on vacation, I'd run and hide behind a tree so I could get on my phone and check the data. But it's critical. And when you have all the data, it does enable you to make those decisions that much more quickly. Hmm.
Tell me about you talked about hiring and always looking for good people. What challenge you have to someone out there that might be in transition or has never really thought about doing something like this maybe, or just tell me what kind of opportunity is out there. For you, it's been immense, but you took it and you seized it and you made it for what you needed it to be.
And here's the great thing, and I love talking about this, because yes, I have one of those stories where I went from a delivery driver to an owner. But 90% plus of all Domino's franchisees started as drivers and did the exact same thing. And wow. That opportunity is still available today. A lot of people don't realize that, but we're an internal company when it comes to the franchising. So regardless of how much financial backing someone may have, they can't buy a Domino's. Wow. You have to come up through operations to buy a franchise. And so we keep it all in the family, but that's always been a good thing because operational integrity is critical.
Right.
And in doing so, though, it's provided opportunity for so many people and their families over many, many, many years, and it still is to this day. And a lot of the folks that got into the business when I did, right when the big growth started happening back in the 80s, well, we're all kind of be exiting about the same time. So those opportunities are even going to be bigger moving forward because a lot of folks are going to have to find folks that are willing to come up through operations that can buy their businesses.